Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 24-6 and goat energy for this new moon. So I want you to keep in mind, this is a new moon. So this is about new initiations, new starts, new inspirations, taking charge, taking, you know, some kind of leadership role within your own life, right? And then you've got goat energy, which is about just rewards, right? Like not just rewards, but like just justice coming through, right? Like seeing rewards for your work put forth, seeing the recognition, acknowledgement, like you've climbed the mountain and now you're being rewarded for that climb type thing. You've reached the summit type of energy, which is beautiful because it actually correlates with the 24-6 energy quite beautifully. So there's definitely something here about like reaping what you've sown, putting forth the effort, and now it's time to cash in, so to speak, right? But with goat energy, there's also something here about generosity and making sure that you're not stepping on other people to get where you need to go, but making sure that you're, you know, getting ahead and then you're bringing people with you type thing. So there's definitely like this lead alongside of others type of energy that's coming through around this new moon as well. So again, I know 22s get sick of hearing this, but collaboration, you know, working with others type of thing. This is definitely a lifetime for that. You might be the builder, but you can't build whatever you're trying to build alone. I mean, you could do it alone, but it's going to be a lot harder. So you could see some things coming around this time that are helping you to feel supported. You just have to ask for what you need, recognize your limitations, and be open to receiving what it is that people are able to or willing to give you now. It's really interesting because with a 24-6 energy, family matters could come to a head at this time or be sort of need to be addressed, right? It doesn't have to be super dramatic, but it could be a situation where it's like there's some things going on with family, friends, like close friends or partnerships, where you just need to sit down at the table and have a conversation and really hear what each other has to say and come to some kind of solution. That's a beautiful thing about four energy, right? Which is your life path, is it's a very solution focused energy. Like it wants to come to a solution. It wants to find what's the best solution for the situation so that we can move forward. And with this 24-6 energy, it infuses the love, right? And so the generosity, the compassion and the empathy and understanding into the situation. And so this can be a great time to just have those more open conversations to come up with some kind of greater solution that serves everybody involved and gets things sort of running more smoothly. This can also be a great time for, you know, personal gain, financial gain, you know, having children, that sort of thing. You could see like your house kind of grow. You could also see financial situations occur that impact your home, right? But usually with this 24-6 energy, it's about sort of increases, right? Like gain, things coming in, things growing type of thing. And that can include love as well. But when it comes to finances, this is definitely a highly favorable period to gain financially, but it's going to be through the help of other people. So, and typically it would be something like other people who have the resources to be able to assist, or like the person who's like sees your work and is like, I need this person on my team. And so they poach you or they hire you and now you're making more money because of it. Or it's something where it's like you need to ask for a loan or some kind of investment or investor. And this is a great energy to do that, because you're likely that they'll say yes, and you might be able to, you know, finance whatever it is that you're trying to finance at this time. And you can kind of see that happen much more easily than a four is used to, right? 22-4. This is also a great time for making plans. And I know that's not really nothing new for fours, you know, 22-4s. I mean, you're likely great at planning systems, organization, and all those things. But this is a really good time to do that. Like, get your plan, know how you want to, you know, proceed, move forward. If it is about asking for financial assistance or someone to back you, that sort of thing, then have a plan, of course, first before you go in and, you know, share that plan with them so that they can feel pretty safe and secure in whatever it is that they're investing in. But you could see that it just happens so easy under this energy, which can feel really refreshing for 22-4s. This is also a great time to have sort of flashes of insight that can come in to help you to understand the next steps to how to proceed moving forward, right? So like, if you're that goat who's halfway up the mountain and you're trying to get to summit, this can be a great time when things sort of open up for you and you're like, ah, I can see clearly now, the clouds get out of the way. Now I can see the summit, I can see the direction I'm moving in. Now I can come up with a plan. So that's very possible as well. The other thing I would say about this 24-6 energy is it is a love vibration. I mean, six is anyway, but you sort of have this intensified through the vibration of the 24. So marriage, the birth of children, you know, this is all possible at this time. New friendships, new soulmate connections, new long-term partnerships, whether romantic or just personal, of a personal nature, can come through. Mending situations with family, friends, community can happen at this time, where you feel a greater sense of community, or you just feel like things are flowing so much more gently and easier in your home dynamics, which can be nice, right? This can also be a period of harvest, right? So again, reaping what you've sown in the past, and that can be also very refreshing for 22-4s. So I'm loving this energy for you all. I would also say, just make sure that there's, you know, you maintain that level of respect for your peers, for your family, friends, partnerships, etc. Where, you know, that you're coming to the table with an open mind, and you're coming to the table with a deeper understanding, or the willingness to have an understanding of the feelings and the emotions of the other people involved, right? Sometimes fours, 22-4s, can be very solution focused, right? And so they can bypass the emotions of it. And emotions are a very real thing. And so this is going to be a time where, if you are having those bigger conversations, that you're very compassionate and hold space for the others that are at the table, right? That are having that conversation with you, and hear what they're truly trying to tell you, and be present for that. So beautiful energy. I really do love this for 22-4s. This could be a very rewarding period. And so I always like to see that for 22-4s, because I know it can take a lot of effort to see rewards sometimes. So I hope it's a beautiful new moon. Happy New Year, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.